今天分享 BBC 中文网在美国建国250周年推出的一篇历史。
Today, I'm sharing an article from the BBC Chinese website about the United States celebrating its 250th anniversary of independence.
回顾文章，1776年的独立宣言签署的时候。
Looking back at the signing of the Declaration of Independence in 1776,
中国还是乾隆41年。
China was in the 40th year of Emperor Qianlong's reign.
康乾盛世尚未落幕。
The trend is still ongoing.
彼时。
At that time,
美国尚未制定宪法，13州的人口。
The United States has not yet established the population of 13 states.
不过数百万，中国则仍是全球最大的经济体之一。
However, China remains one of the largest economies in the world with over 100 million people.
两个隔着太平洋的国家几乎没有直接联系。
Two countries separated by the Pacific Ocean have almost no direct contact.
却在此后的两个半世纪里。
However, in the subsequent two and a half centuries,
成为彼此无法回避的存在。
Become each other's unavoidable lifeboat.
1773年的波士顿警察事件，倾倒入海的342箱茶叶。
In 1773, the Boston Tea Party dumped 342 chests of tea into the sea.
全部来自中国。
All from China.
其中七成以上是福建的武夷茶。
More than 70% of them are Wuyi tea from Fujian.
英国档案里呢还保存着当年的索赔。
The British archives still preserve the claims from that year.
清单，独立之后。
After the Qing dynasty became independent,
美国意识到不能永远依赖英国。
The United States realized that it could not forever rely on Britain.
作为贸易中介。
As a trading intermediary.
1784年。
1944,
中国皇后号起航。
The Chinese Queen set sail.
历时了188天抵达广州黄埔港。
It took 188 days to arrive at Guangzhou Huangpu Port.
成为美国独立后的第一艘直航中国的商船。
The first ship to sail directly from the United States to China after its independence.
这不仅开启了中美直接贸易。
It's not only opened up direct trade between China and the United States.
也让年轻的美国第一次真正的走向了亚洲。美国外交官普安臣。
Also, it allowed young Americans to experience real diplomacy in Asia. American diplomat Pu Anqi was also involved.
这里哈佛法学院出身，林肯政府任命的驻华公使。
This is a list of Harvard Law School graduates appointed by the Lincoln administration as U.S. Minister to China.
在卸任后，接受了清政府的邀约。
After resigning, he accepted the invitation from the Qing government.
代表大清出访欧美。
Representing the Great Qing Dynasty.
并于1868年签署普安臣条约。
And signed the Puan City Treaty in 1868. Approximately,
在那个列强不断瓜分中国利益的年代。
In that era, when the great powers were constantly dividing up China's interests,
一位美国人代表中国维护国家主权。
An American representative defended China's sovereignty.
这样的历史几乎难以复制。
Such history is almost impossible to replicate.
当然
，Of course,
中美两国关系留下过沉重的伤痕。
The relationship between the United States and China has also left deep scars.
1882年的排华法案成为美国历史上唯一针对特定的族裔制定的移民法。更耐人寻味的是。
For 1882, Chinese Exclusion Act is a controversial law in American history, as it is the only law that specifically targets a particular ethnic group.
法案早已废止.
The bill has already been repealed.
美国法典第八篇第七章至今仍然保留着 Exclusion of Chinese 的章节.
The 8th chapter of the United States Code, Section 7 onwards, still retains a section on execution of Chinese.
标题
Title
1950年
1950
朝鲜战争的爆发
The outbreak of the Korean War
中美在战场上进行了激烈交锋
The U.S. and China engaged in fierce fighting on the battlefield.
却始终没有正式地向彼此宣战.
However, they never formally declared war on each other.
中国以志愿军的名义参战.
China participated in the war under the name of Volunteer Army.
美国则以联合国军的名义作战.
The United States, on the other hand, fought under the banner of the United Nations.
双方都刻意把战争控制在有限战争的范围内。 BBC 提到了一个鲜为人知的细节。
Both sides deliberately kept the war within the bounds of a limited conflict. BBC mentioned an obscure detail.
退守台湾后的蒋介石曾三次主动请求派遣第52军约3万人赴朝参战。
After retreating to Taiwan, Chiang Kai-shek had three times proactively requested the dispatch of approximately 30,000 soldiers of the 52nd Army to participate in the war.
希望借机反攻大陆.
I hope to take the opportunity to invade mainland China.
但都被杜鲁门政府拒绝.
But they were all rejected by the Truman administration.
国务卿艾奇逊担心
Secretary of State Aiken was concerned that
此举会成为战争全面升级的借口.
This will serve as an excuse for a full-scale escalation of the war.
美国不仅拒绝蒋介石出兵
The United States not only refused to allow Chiang Kai-shek to send troops,
还明确表示,
it also explicitly stated that
如台湾方面趁机反攻大陆, 第七舰队将予以阻止,
if Taiwan attempts to launch a preemptive attack on mainland China, the 7th Fleet will intervene,
甚至将金门排除在,
even exclude Golden Gate.
在防御范围之外,
outside the defensive range,
当时美国最担心的并不是打不赢,
at that time, the most worrying thing for the United States was not losing,
而是战争失去控制,
instead, the war spiraled out of control,
引发更大规模的国际冲突,
trigger a larger-scale international conflict.
1979年,中美正式建交后不到一个月,
Less than a month after the establishment of diplomatic relations between China and the United States in 1979,
邓小平访问美国,
Deng Xiaoping's visit to the United States,
在公共场合,
in public places,
人们记住了他戴着牛仔帽参观美国的画面,
People remember the image of him wearing a cowboy hat while visiting the United States.
而闭门会谈中更重要的话题却是越南与苏联.
The more important topic in the talks between the two countries was the relationship between Vietnam and the Soviet Union.
邓小平向卡特分析
Deng Xiaoping's remarks after meeting with Carter.
越南在苏联支持下扩张的战略风险
The strategic risks of Vietnam's expansion under Soviet support
邓访美结束12天后
After Deng Xiaoping's 12-day visit to the United States
对越自力反击战爆发
The self-reliance counteroffensive against Vietnam erupted
美国虽然没有公开的支持
The United States has not publicly expressed its support.
中国却向苏联发出警告。
China, however, issued a warning to the Soviet Union.
不希望其采取升级行为。
Do not take any escalation measures.
后来
Later,
邓小平评价美国政府在此次的冲突中的态度是满意的。
Deng Xiaoping evaluated the attitude of the U.S. government in this conflict as satisfactory.
冷战格局下
Under the Cold War pattern,
两国在遏制苏联问题上形成了某种战略默契。
The two countries formed a certain strategic tacit understanding on the issue of containing Soviet influence.
250年以来
For the past two and a half centuries,
中美关系历经了贸易合作、战争。
The relationship between China and the United States has experienced a trade war.
对抗、战略协作与激烈竞争。
Antitrust, strategic collaboration, and intense competition.
每一次对立都没有彻底的关上大门。
There is no absolute closure to every conflict.
每一次合作也始终保持着战略上的空间。
Each cooperation always maintains strategic space.
回望过去250年。
Looking back over the past 250 years,
这段漫长的历史
This long history,
也许更能理解今天的中美关系为何如此复杂
Perhaps a better understanding of why the current China-US relations are so complex
他从来都不是简单的朋友或敌人
He was neither a simple friend nor an enemy
而是在不同的历史阶段
In different historical periods
不断地围绕国家利益
Constantly focusing on national interests,
寻找新的平衡
finding a new balance.